although your hair may not look like hair goals right now, it's getting back to how it's supposed to look. It's getting back to how it's naturally supposed to look. It's getting back to how God made those curls.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and today we're doing another How to Go Natural episode. So today we're going back into the topic of transitioning to go natural. Today I'm giving you 10 tips on how to transition to fully natural. So if you guys have seen the How to Go Natural episode, and I'll link that down in the show notes, but if you've seen or listened to that episode, we do have a visual version of the podcast on YouTube. If you're watching, go ahead and comment down below if you're transitioning or if you big chopped or what you're planning to do. Today, I'm giving you 10 tips on how to transition to natural hair. If you guys have seen the How to Go Natural episode, I talked about how you can go natural by either big chopping or transitioning. And so today, I'm gonna go a little bit more in depth on transitioning, because when you're transitioning, you have to be a bit more careful than you would when you big chop when your hair is all natural. So transitioning to natural and keeping your hair's length or retaining your hair's length is going to take a little bit of work just to make sure your hair stays healthy and doesn't break off in the process. So let's go ahead and get in these tips. And if you are listening to this right now, can you go ahead and take a picture of your screen? Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever, go ahead and screenshot it and share it with us on Instagram. Tag us in your stories. We want to see who's listening to the podcast, and we want to repost you guys and share some love. So thank you so much. Let's get into these tips. So number one, be gentle with your natural hair. So like I said in the How to Go Natural episode, your hair is going to be extremely fragile, especially at the line of demarcation where your natural hair meets your straight hair. So you need to be extremely careful at that point, because your hair is holding on to the perm and holding on to your natural hair, your natural curls, and it's like, wait a minute, what should we do? Like, what do you want from us? And so you're trying to like train your hair, like, hold on now, hold on, because I'm gonna cut you off in a minute, but I need you right now because I'm trying to figure this thing out. So you need to just be extremely gentle with your hair, especially when you're detangling and especially when you're just dealing with your hair. So just remember that your hair is fragile right there, and the hair that was permed, it's gone through a lot going through that chemical treatment. So just give it a break. And your hair that's curly is also up here like, wait a minute, what you talking about? I'm not straight. Okay, I can tangle up now. I can be a little wild now. So both of the hairs are going to be doing something completely different. So you just have to be extremely gentle as you can when working with those two different textures. Number two, Another tip is to trim your hair consistently. Not only is this going to help you get rid of more and more of your permed ends, but it's going to help with any damage that your ends may have. So it'll cut out any split ends that you may have, any color damage, any heat damage you may have at your ends. So consistently trimming your hair will just make it easier as a whole for you to deal and maintain your hair, because when you have split ends and fairy knots and stuff like that, it makes it harder to detangle. So the more you're trimming your hair, you'll automatically cut those things out. And if you're cutting out heat damage or color damage or anything like that, your hair will look better and look better in the styles that you're trying to create with your almost natural hair. So it'll just look better. It'll be easier for you to maintain, and at the same time, you'll be getting rid of those permed or damaged ends. So, be gone. It's going to be gone in a minute. You won't even notice. So, number three. So, this is kind of attached to that. Some people think, okay, how long is it going to take for me to grow out my permed ends? Don't you grow an inch and a half every month or something like that? So, tip number three is to don't get too attached to the time periods or time limits. Don't give yourself a time limit. Focus on your hair's health and regular trims. Focus on having a healthy hair regimen and focus on trimming your hair and just keeping your hair moisturized and things like that. And don't worry about the time limit. Don't give yourself a time limit. Don't say a year from now, my hair is going to be like this, because I ended up cutting out my permed ends, and I was like, a year from now, I'm going to be bra strap length. My hair was like literally up here by my ears. I was like, I'm going to be bra strap length because I don't have any perm in my hair. My hair is going to grow so much faster. And not only does your hair have shrinkage when you have curly hair, so it wasn't like I'm going to see my hair that long. It was just like, girl, what are these expectations and why does my hair have to be so long? Can my hair just be healthy? Like, is that okay? So that's what I've started to focus on. Instead of focusing on a hair, a length goal, I'm focusing on a health goal for my hair. So keep that in mind. Number four, be sure to cleanse your scalp. Be sure to cleanse your scalp. I know you're probably hearing a lot of things about co-washing, using conditioner to wash your hair so you won't strip your hair of the natural oils. And that is good because you want to keep your hair moisturized, but you also need to make sure you are cleansing your scalp at least, I would say, twice a month, but do it at your own discretion. You're going to be in your hair and see how it feels and what it really needs. So you just want to make sure you're cleansing out any product buildup you may have and making sure your scalp is getting a chance to breathe and getting cleared of all of the oils, just giving it a chance to just start fresh. Number five, start learning how to detangle your hair in the shower while it's wet while using a slippery conditioner. You want to find a good conditioner for your hair that's slippery, soft, something that once you put on your hair, it makes it easier to glide through. You can finger detangle or you can use like a demon brush or a wet brush, but find a good conditioner that's going to help whatever tool you use, whether that's your fingers or a demon brush or a wet brush. Find a good conditioner that's going to help you easily glide through any tangles that you may have in your hair or any shed hair that you may have in your hair. So that's a really good tip. It's always good to have a good slippery conditioner and have a lot of it because you may need a lot of it. I like to use a lot of it. So number six, keep your hair moisturized. Your hair needs moisture all the time, and you're going to notice that the more and more you go, or the more and more you get natural, the less you have of your permed hair. You're not only going to notice that it's helping your curls pop, but it's also just going to help your hair overall. It's going to help your hair in a health way by keeping it moisturized. It's going to help it grow, make it easier to maintain. So you're going to want to keep a water bottle around adding water to your hair. Make that a part of your like refreshing routine in the mornings. Like once you get up, make sure you're going to sleep with a satin scarf or bonnet or pillowcase, something that's going to help keep the moisture instead of something that may be dry and may be sucking up the moisture out of your hair. You're going to want to use different oils and try lock methods and try different things and see what works for your hair. Because I'm not saying that works for everybody's hair, but see what works for your hair. See what oils work for your hair and use those, not necessarily daily, but find a routine that works for your hair. Whether that's, okay, on wash day, I'm going to put them in, and then maybe 2 days later, and then maybe a day before I'm about to wash. Just come up with something, try different things, and then keep track of what's working for your hair. Also, another way to keep your hair moisturized is deep conditioning. I started deep conditioning my hair every wash day because my hair loves moisture. I feel like my hair is always dry. So I need to keep up with these tips too because it's hard. Like, it's hard to keep my hair moisturized. It's always dry. And I'm like, it even looks dry. And I'm just like, can we just not? Like, can you suck up any of this product that I'm putting in? But we're going to go more in depth about different hair porosities, and that has a lot to do with how your hair accepts moisture and what it doesn't accept, things like that, just on the actual follicle, like the actual hair strand. Based on your porosity, your hair accepts moisture in different ways. So we're going to get into that on this podcast, but definitely deep condition and figure out what works best for your hair, whether that's every wash day, my hair just enjoys that, whether that's twice a month or once a month, you know, but you want to treat your hair, especially natural hair, you want to treat it to a deep condition more than you did when your hair was straight because your hair needs that moisture. I think when you had your hair, like when I had my hair straight, I didn't get deep conditioned every time, but that was because my hair was straight and if I had too much moisture or too much oil, my hair would look greasy. So with natural hair, you don't really have to worry about that because a little bit of shine looks good on your hair and it keeps your hair healthy and it keeps your style longer. So tips, tips, tips. Number 7, go on a no heat challenge. Yes, no heat whatsoever. This is something I did, I did it shortly after transitioning, but it would have been helpful while I was transitioning. I was using a lot of heat on my hair while I was transitioning, and so it really didn't give me the whole, natural hair experience. I was still, you know, relying on straightening my hair, which is fine, but I'm saying try letting go of that heat. And not only will this help your hair so you won't have heat damage and you can learn your hair, it'll help your hair with your curl pattern. Even after I went fully natural, I went on a no heat challenge for about two years. I don't know if it was three years. Sometimes I just didn't keep up. I just was like, okay, I'm not going to put any heat on my hair. So I just left it at that. And so I went from getting my hair straightened every 2 weeks to not putting any heat on my hair, not even like blow drying, putting heat on my hair. If I did blow out my hair, maybe once or twice, but not even extremely to where it was straight. You know how a good blow dry is mostly straight? I can't even do that now because I'm like, no challenge though. But anyways, so I didn't even really blow dry my hair, but I didn't press out my hair at all during those 2 years. So this is something that, like I'm saying, it's a challenge, a no heat challenge, something that'll be good for you to try and something that will really, really bring your curls out. Even if you're natural right now and you're like, this is my curl pattern. Oh, so even if you're natural right now, this is something that'll help revive your curls and bring your curls back. Or if you're transitioning and you're looking at your curls like, No, I didn't sign up for this. I thought my curls were going to look like so-and-so's curls, but they don't. Your curl pattern is going to change. The less heat you put on your hair, your curl pattern can come out more and more. It'll become more and more defined, that's for sure. And you'll just be able to see it. It'll be easier to work with. So definitely try a no-heat challenge. I really, really, really recommend it. It really helped my curls because when I first went natural or while I was transitioning, I did not really like how my curls looked. But the less amount of heat I put on my hair, the more I started to see my own natural pattern, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cute. So that's another big thing that I would definitely recommend that I did, and I still basically do a no heat challenge. I don't really press on my hair at all, so just think that's something that's good for your natural hair anyways. So yes, number 8. Find your signature transitioning hairstyle. So I'm talking about twist outs, braid outs, flexi rod sets, perm rod sets, you know, something where you can manipulate your hair, basically like twisting your hair or braiding your hair, and your hair will come out in that pattern. So this will help blend and bring together those two separate textures you have from your curly roots to your straight ends. By twisting it or braiding it, it'll give your hair a pattern that'll be the same on both sides of your hair, basically. So this will help you, especially in those early days or in those awkward days where your line of demarcation may be like right in the middle of your head. Definitely try braid outs and twist outs and perm rod sets and stuff like that so that you won't have that obvious line there and you can go about your day and nobody will really know what's going on. Like, nobody will really know you're like right in the middle of transitioning. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So try out some different ones, find a signature one and use that as your go-to. Wash your hair, go ahead and braid out. One day you'll be able to do a wash and go, but right now we about to braid it out. All right. So that's another tip. Number 9, protective styles. So this is another way to give you a break or to break up from your signature style. You can get braids. You can get twists, faux locks, crochet hair like this. This is crochet hair. So none of my natural hair is out, and wigs. So that's what a protective style is. None of your natural hair is actually out. It's all put away. Especially your ends are kept away. My ends are in two buns in this, underneath this. And all of this is crochet synthetic hair. And I definitely try out some protective styles. It'll give you a break. It'll help you switch up your look. And yeah, do that. Sometimes people just do that. They'll get braids for like a year. And, you know, well, not keep one set of braids in for a year, but they'll just keep getting braids or they'll keep getting, you know, something. And that's how they'll transition their hair out. I would recommend wearing your hair out at the same time, like wearing your hair out so you can get used to how your hair looks, wearing your hair out in a braid out or something like that, just so you can start playing in your hair. That was one thing that I really liked about transitioning, that I could play in my hair and figure it out, because I didn't know like how to do anything with my hair before, because I was always going to the salon and getting it pressed and then it was straight, so I never dealt with my hair curly. And as I was transitioning, I got to play in my hair and figure it out and just see what my hair liked and what it didn't like. So definitely I would recommend to be able to play in your hair, learn how to wash it, learn how to detangle it, stuff like that is very important. So once you're natural, you'll be into that. If you go ahead and if you big chop, you're right in there. You know, you're learning how to detangle as you go. So that's fine too. But for me, it kind of felt like, oh, I can play in my hair and like just figure it out before I'm like really natural, you know. I don't know if that really makes a difference, but that was something that made me feel secure and like safe about transitioning. So that's another bonus tip, I guess, because that wasn't something I wrote down. That's probably like, that probably was number 10, but like now we're going to go on to number 10. So number 10, Love the process. I can't stress this enough. Really appreciate and love the process of transitioning, because your curls are going to change so much during this process. You're going to see it go from straight to getting curlier and curlier and curlier. And you're going to be like, oh, I wish my hair was curly. Like, I wish, you know, my hair was like Juju B's, or like, you know, Lissetti's, or, you know, whoever you may look up to, whoever is natural hair goals to you. Yes. And you're always going to want to have natural hair goals and stuff like that, someone to look up to or some goal to reach towards. But love where your hair is right now. Although your hair may not look like hair goals right now, it's getting back to how it's supposed to look. It's getting back to how it's naturally supposed to look. It's getting back to how God made those curls to look. So just love that process of revealing that to yourself and seeing how it's coming out and seeing, you know, just how you were, you know, seeing that part of you. So just fall in love with that and don't worry about your natural hair goals. Your hair is going to get to natural hair goals level soon enough. Just keep on taking care of your hair, trimming your hair, moisturizing your hair, and just learning about your hair and loving it, trying out different styles. So yeah, so that's all of the tips that I have to transition to go natural. I even gave y'all some bonus tips in there, probably a couple. But hopefully that helped. Let me know if you are transitioning to go natural. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below, I'm transitioning, and tell me about your journey, what you're feeling, or if you did transition, let me know how that went. If you have any other tips that you want to share, be sure to share that in the comments down below this video. If you're listening to this podcast on the podcast app, you can message me on Instagram. Let me know if you're transitioning, how, if you transition, and how the process went on there. Other tips that you think people may need to hear about transitioning, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. So you can go on there and leave a voice memo, type up something, or you can come on the podcast and talk about your journey. But definitely go on there and share your story for everyone to hear so we can, you know, get some more of these tips, because, hey, if these tips helped you, they can help somebody else. So thank you guys again for watching or listening to this podcast, and thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it, and we will be back next Thursday with another episode. Until then, stay proud and curly. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.